This is a fossil palm leaf that we collected from the base of Allen Bluff, a 52-meter cliff along the Apalachicola River just north of Bristol, Florida. This is the most commonly found at Allen Bluff, and people have been collecting fossil plants from this site since 1893. The first description of these plants was from Edward Berry in 1916, who identified 12 species. Today, we have identified over 22 species. Vertebrates found in the same layer as the plants suggest a middle Miocene age of around 15 to 18 million years. This particular palm species is an important indicator for paleoclimate because modern relatives live in warm climates but can tolerate a light freeze. These plants lived at a time of warmer temperatures and higher sea level than today. The climate was subtropical to warm temperate in a narrow band that stretched along the paleocoast from Florida to Massachusetts. This narrow band may have been influenced by ocean currents that are different from today, and the climate may have fluctuated to the presence of cooler temperature plants found on Allen Bluff. So, looking at all the evidence, we conclude that the fossil plants from Allen Bluff lived in an elm, hickory, cabbage, palm forest that occurred in a delta or intertidal shore environment. My name is Terry Lott. I'm a biological scientist at the Florida Museum of Natural History.